May everyone stand, please. We're here as a family, and we need the Spirit of God to be here with us. I knew, I had not met the family, but I knew. They asked me, says, Anthony, want to say something? They said, somebody. I said, let them go ahead on there. I know there are people who has respect and honor where they talk about him. Harry, been here quite some time. We never got on one-to-one. He come sit in the back, just said, quiet. Great supporter of the ministry. Love God. So I told my son, I said, I better preach this funeral myself, because Harry had a deep love for me in the ministry and for God and for me in the ministry. And so we want to send him home properly. I got a lot of Christians in here. All right, so now we're going to go into the Word. Go into the Word. You'll act like you're a Christian and receive it. The more you receive, the more I can give out. I'm not going to preach a long time, but I'm going to preach. Now, because of the size of this church, this is the largest church, and if we got people from different cities and different, so they're not, the intimacy is not there as it should be, because there's so many different cities. That's why the church is not full. But I'm satisfied with who we have. I preached a funeral a few weeks ago. Such a beautiful family. I told my wife when I got home, my wife is here. I told her when I got home, I said, you know, it was easy to preach that funeral. The family was so sweet. And so let's just pray. Father, we thank you. We yield to the Word, yield to the Holy Spirit, and yield to be a blessing to this family. We thank you that words of comfort and words of revelation and understanding will flow in this family. Today, the words you've given me to preach Brother Harry's funeral may go forth strong and alive in this place. Bless these sisters and this brother-in-law and these nieces and whoever else involved in this family in a special way. Let grace be upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to preach from the 11th chapter of John's Gospel, a story of two sisters and a brother. There's three sisters here, and they love God, and their brother died. You remember Lazarus died. Now, you're going to have to listen, because the subject matter is going to be, it's just tailor-made. I know you like the dress, too. It's tailor-made for Harry. The message I'm going to preach is tailor-made. I don't preach funeral for you and a funeral. No, it's tailor-made. So you're going to have to listen very carefully. It's going to be comfort. It's going to be instruction. It's going to be direction. And it's going to live with you the rest of your life. In John's Gospel, I'll begin reading with him giving Martha assurance of the resurrection. Give her assurance of it, that when a loved one died, it's not over. There's physical death, and then there's spiritual death. There's physical life, then there's spiritual life. We must understand that. And we're dealing with these sisters. The brother got sick and died. And Jesus tarried, and Jesus said some words. Jesus said he was sleeping. The body of Christ need to understand Christians don't die, they go to sleep. And like you awaken a person physically, in the spirit, a person is wakened by the resurrection. And so, in dealing with these two sisters, Jesus finally went to take care of them and find out what they were going through. And then it says in the 17th verse, John 11:17, then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. That sounds so familiar, isn't it? Yeah, because these girls love their brother. I talked with them the other day. concerning their brother. Then Martha, you got to understand the difference between Martha and Mary. Martha had a relationship with God, but not like Mary. See, Mary is the one that sat at his feet and heard his word. And the Lord said it wouldn't be taken from her. Martha was about much serving. A lot of times people in the church, they do a lot of serving, but they're not sitting at Jesus' feet personally, intimately, privately, and hearing what he has to say to them. They're just church members, but they're not recognizing their kingdom citizenship, that they have an intimacy with Christ. You can have a personal intimacy with Christ, that Christ keep his hand on you at all time. No matter where you are, you know he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always with you. And I think Harry had that, the joy he had in his life and the way he treated these nieces and treated the family. He kept God's hand on him, not just in the church building, but God was with him all the time. And so we look at this sister, and then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Hear what Martha said to him. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But she said something else in the 22nd verse that is so powerful. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. I love those words. Martha said unto him, I know that he should rise again in the resurrection in the last days. And then it's verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am. Good God Almighty. I am the resurrection. I love to serve somebody like that, don't you? Yeah, I don't have to go check with nobody else. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. Then he goes on to say, and the life. And he make this statement. Look out, Harry. He make this statement. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, good God Almighty, yet, you hear me? Yet shall he live. That's powerful. Jesus said that. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he asked this question. There's a question here. Believest thou this? All right. Y'all Christian ain't talking to me. Y'all believe this? Yeah. See, Christian got to talk up. Yeah, you can take that mask down a little bit and talk up. You ain't close enough to nobody. So answer me up in here. You're a Christian when something like that is said by Jesus. You need to say something. You can't just sit tight when Jesus talking. You see, I'm the instructor, but Jesus actually talking to you. Now watch this. I want you to hear this. I want these sisters to hear this. He died, here's the subject. He died with a supernatural plan called resurrection. I said, he died with a supernatural plan, P-L-A-N, called resurrection. How many of y'all got that plan? How many of y'all got that plan? Some of y'all don't have it? I don't see no more hand. I'm going to see your hand. All right, now, Christian, come on. He died with a supernatural plan. Don't you have a, you're a Christian, right? You have a supernatural plan after this life that you have another life in another realm that you will never have to die no more. There is a heaven. There is a place for one a Christian when a Christian died. Now, listen. Being born again, believers carry divine benefits that cannot be stopped even by physical death. Harry was packing a divine benefit greater than this life. Are you following me? All right. Notice I said physical death. We are dealing here with a man who had eternal life because he is connected to Jesus. Amen. He died. Oh, my goodness. He died with a supernatural plan.
Yes,
sir. I'm talking about P-L-A-N.
Yes.
He died with a supernatural plan. You know what supernatural means? Supernatural means I override the natural. I override physical death. I override sickness and disease. I override anything man can say. I override anything the devil can do. I override anything this world can do to me. I operate in a realm that miracles, signs, and wonders can manifest in my life at any time. Supernatural insurance. We're dealing with a man here who had eternal life because he's connected to Jesus. He died with a supernatural plan. A supernatural, now watch it, listen, divine insurance. Yes, you know, you have regular insurance for different things. Yes. Huh? Yes, well, listen carefully. We're talking about revelation insurance.
Yeah. Right.
Not regular insurance that if I get sick, you know, I'll pay somewhere and they'll pay somewhere. No, this is revelation. This is already sealed, signed, and delivered by blood on a hill not far away. Good God of mine. I knew this was going to be the easy funeral to preach. Because when I talked to them girls, I said, this family here. Yeah. I'm going to preach this thing, this family. I'm not through yet. This family here. Yeah. I'm going to preach this thing today. I'm not going to be long, but I'm going to preach today. Some of y'all who have never been stirred up going to get stirred up today. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Where this man leave me? He leave a track record for other people to hook up with. He died with a supernatural plan, a supernatural divine insurance, paid for by the blood of Jesus. Yeah. And the plan is called the resurrection power plan. The resurrection power plan. All of y'all got it who Christian. The wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding calling inheritance and exceeding great power of the resurrection, the Holy Spirit set before today, unfolding the glory of God in our midst. A divine plan. Now, this morning in prayer, the Lord said to me, prior to really ministering this word, and I'm going to go start ministering, he says, you know, I'm the resurrection. I said, yeah, Lord, I know it. He says, but this is a spiritual insight that the average Christian have not grasped as they should. So he says, in order to grasp what Jesus said to the sisters, you're going to have to understand Revelation. I said, yeah, Lord. He says, I want you to pray the prayer in Ephesians 1. I said, all right, I'll pray it. And so it's seven things that he said to me that you need to have when you're dealing with a loved one going home and the physical contact is not there. Seven things you need to wrap around your mind, your soul, your imagination, your heart. Faith is number one. You got to believe that God meant what he said and that he can carry it out. Amen?
Yeah.
Not only faith, but wisdom. I'm in Ephesians 1 now. Wisdom. You have to have insight to see ahead beyond the normal. Wisdom take you places where you can't go by yourself. Wisdom tell you what the future have in store when you can flow in wisdom. And then he said the other word is revelation. See, if a person die in your family and you don't have no revelation of the resurrection, no revelation of how powerful Jesus' blood has been to us, you'll be sad with no happiness. But there, even though someone said it, I think the sister who read the obituary, you get, there's some weeping because there's a physical separation. And that's sorrow. But it ought to be mixed with joy. Because he didn't die and go to hell. He has insurance. And so we have, and then I'm going to see him again. If I carry my life right. Are you following me? So that's a mixture of sadness and weeping and joy at any time a loved one leave, but the joy got to be there. And the joy cannot come unless you have revelation. If you only have a physical hookup, you're going to be sad. But if you have joy, revelation of Jesus, there's a certain amount of joy you have in spite of the separation. I wish somebody would talk to me up in here. There's a certain amount of joy because we know it's not over here. This is not the end, the graveyard. Oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, Jesus robbed the grave. Those of us who connected properly with Jesus have robbed the grave already. The grave can't hold him. We're not putting Harry in that grave. The Bible said, absent. He gone. He gone. Present with the Lord. Better off than you and I. All this stuff going on, COVID and all the other crazy stuff coming up. Better off than you and I. We got to keep fighting. All right, mine. Revelation, wisdom, revelation, knowledge. I know. One writer said, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know if this earthly house is dissolved, tabernacle dissolved, I know I have another building. See, you got to have knowledge, revelation knowledge. Then not only knowledge, you got to have understanding. Yes, sir. You got to understand between the physical world and the spiritual world. You have to understand between the natural life and the supernatural life. Are you following me? You have to understand there's another world. There's another life to live. Good God Almighty. All of us who are Christian, we're headed that way. Are you following me? I know my Redeemer. Job asked the question, if a man die, shall he live again? Yes. Yes, you live again in another world. So if you got your, keep your business fixed. I prayed in tongue a little bit on you. Keep your business fixed. Harry knew what that is. I might have talked to him just now. Keep your business fixed. Keep your business fixed. Hallelujah. I'm almost through. The other thing, within those four, faith, wisdom, revelation, and knowledge, there are three things we have working for us. Calling. Got it? Calling. Then there's another one. I want you to hear this other one. Inheritance. And then it talks about the exceeding greatness of his power. So we got power. When you come down to this time of our life, we got another power called resurrection power. Yes. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. When you know the power of the resurrection, you're designed by God to live on a level that is above this world. Let me read another scripture in Philippians. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Pastor,
not going to be long, but let me read this to you. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, it says, yet doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Verse 9 says, be found in him, thank God, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now listen at verse 10, that I may know him, ooh, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either was already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Then verse 13 and 14, hallelujah. Brethren, I count myself to have apprehended, not have myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching for those things which are before. I press toward the mark, for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, every time he did a good deed, every time he looked out for his sisters and his nieces, and he was pressing. This day had to come, so they don't have to sit there and be all upset that he didn't love them. They know he loved them. Oh, hallelujah. Release your faith in the power of Jesus' resurrection. Jesus told him, destroy this temple in 3 days. I'll rise it up again. As he did tell them that, you see. They thought he was talking about a building. That's, see, that's the difference between being in the spirit. You could be lost right here today if you're not in the spirit. But if you're in the spirit, you know that the Harry got a resurrection. You understand that? But if you're over here, you just get a funeral. Are you following me? I'd ask scriptures for that. John 2:19-22. I'm not going to read it. But Jesus said, destroy the temple in 3 days. I'll rise it up again. Remember, children of God, we have another building. Another body. Not made by hand. Let me read a little bit of this. How long have I been? I've been up here 15 minutes. Hallelujah. We have another building. Say we have another building. Now, you know, I'm half Baptist. You know, I get to squalling sometimes. Yeah, hallelujah. I'm trying to keep from doing it now. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory, yeah. I like them ladies on the front row there. I saw them. I know they know how to get into it. I saw them waving their hand. I said, oh, there, I got me some help this morning. I saw, yeah, that lady and the boys were singing. See, that's my two sons' song. And that's my son opened up. That's my three blood son. Uh-huh, yeah. See that? You always get a revelation. Yeah, in 2 Corinthians 5, I love this. 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle will dissolve, look, listen now, we have a building of God, a house not made with hand. Where is it? Eternal, in heaven. Other words, Uncle Harry ain't gonna die no more. And Uncle Harry's not dead. It was physically, but his spirit can't die. You either going to heaven, or I'm gonna call the other place. For in this we groan, honestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Ooh, if be so, if so be that being clothed, we should not be found naked. Thank God he's not naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always comforted, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are comforted, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Some of y'all are sitting there looking at me like I'm not saying nothing. Are you born again? Come on here and talk to me. Nod your head or pull your ear, do something. My God, Christian. Wow! Well, I don't want to get happy in here by myself. So we have another building. Wave your hand at me. We have another building. Thank God. We're not just here. We know this building here, this building here was going to fail and going to go down, but we got another building. We got another body. We got to see it as revelation. Now, that don't mean nothing to you. We're not at Walt Disney now. And we're not looking at the internet. We're looking at heaven right now. See, we get so internet-minded and get computer-minded and iPhone-minded, we take our mind over in the spirit world the same way. No, in the spirit world, you're in a different world. It's greater than anything exists. I want to praise him. I want to thank him for his goodness. He's not only good over there, he's good right here. Anybody here, God been good to you? Didn't he wake you up this morning? Don't think you woke yourself up yourself? You drift up all night long and you wasn't breathing on your own. The Lord was breathing for you. Somebody need to shout and give him glory. God woke me up this morning. Somebody went and laid down last night and didn't get up. You better be glad God got you up this morning. Rest, children. I said to these daughters, these sisters, rest. I'm going to read this scripture. I want you to rest in this scripture here. Rest, children. as a pastor, you know, I bury people and preach their funeral. I have to have that rest. I have to have it more than any family in here because I'm a pastor. I'm over a whole flock, you know. I got another funeral tomorrow. Young man. Yeah, girls, who I want you to rest in. Rest, children, in the revelation from Jesus in John 14:1. My son read it. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. How many of y'all believe in him? Believe also in me. Jesus is the talker. Look what Jesus said. In my Father's house are many mansions. You mean tell me Harry got a mansion? If it were not so, I would not have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, and he did it for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, Lord have mercy, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And you know, one of the boys got disturbed. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus rose to pave the way for Harry and us. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, quickening our mortal bodies. Oh, I get excited when I read this, that I got the same spirit in me that's in Jesus. When you're born again, you got that same spirit. Hallelujah. Same spirit. He died with resurrection grace on his life. You heard that? Talk to me. He died with resurrection grace on his life, meaning that in the last days, he shall rise again. I want to read a verse. I want to read a verse and come to a close. My goodness. Yeah, yes, yes. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, I want to read this. I want to try to read it without getting too excited and just get to screaming and running. In 1 Corinthians, hallelujah. You know, I've been preaching for 40-something years, so nobody can't sit on me. What you do, I'm going to preach. See, I'm not no rookie preacher. I ain't started preaching yesterday. I've been in this pulpit thousands of times. So I'm just going and preach, you see. All right. Yeah, you don't say nothing. You just sit there and look at me. I said, look back at you. I used to get nervous as a young rookie preacher, but not no more. I've been preaching the word, man. I'm doing what God tell me to do, man. So you just sit there and look. I'm going to preach. Yeah, I'm almost through. He died with resurrection grace on his life. Amen. Amen. Meaning that in the last days, he shall rise again. I like that, resurrection grace. Yes. Say it, resurrection grace. Say it, it's going to help your heart. Resurrection grace. Yeah, it's powerful that God give us resurrection grace. Here in 1 Corinthians 15, that whole chapter is arguing about, some people say when you die, you're just dead. They didn't understand, religious people and flesh people. But here I'm going to read from the 50th verse of 1 Corinthians 15:50, and I think it'll sell a thing. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, now listen, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, yes, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Yes. Listen to this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. Yes. God Almighty. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible should have put on incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass, listen, the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. What I said? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. How did he give us the victory? Anybody know how he gave us the victory? There was a hill not far away called Calvary. They took a young man up there and they nailed him to the cross. And on the third day, they was watching his grave, but he had something on the inside of him that death couldn't hold him. And on the third day, I heard they said he got up from the grave. And not only did he get up, he made an announcement. He made an announcement to Leroy and to Harry. He made this announcement, all power is in my hand. Oh, hallelujah. But thanks be to God. Well, give us the victory. Get ready to come, boy. Give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Harry died in the Lord. Just like the grave couldn't hold Jesus, it would not hold this man of God. Jesus said to those girls, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Not only did he say that to Martha and Mary, but he said it now to this family. And not only did he say it to Lazarus, but he said it to Harry. I am the resurrection. Sleep on, Harry. Sleep on and take your rest. We'll see you in the morning. Yeah, when our fight is over. But while we here, I heard Paul say you got to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. It's not over yet. We got to keep on preaching this gospel. Keep telling men and women, this world is not your home. There's another home. There's another home in glory with the Lord Jesus Christ. Won't it be good when you walk up there and shake hands with Jesus? Harry got there before we got there. Shaking hands with the Lord. Rest on, brother. Rest on, brother. We'll see you in the morning.